it's Lenny with B98.5, and we have teamed up with RWJ Barnabas Health for Take Care, Stay Well. The Take Care, Stay Well program is a reminder you should still continue to see your doctor for your normal checkups, scheduled screenings, and yearly exams. I'm here with Dr. Andrew Nguyen. Dr. Nguyen is a thoracic surgeon with a comprehensive lung cancer program at Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. What should our listeners know about who gets lung cancer and what symptoms to look for?
Although non-smokers can develop lung cancer, but we know that tobacco is associated with a high percentage of cases of lung cancer, trachea, and bronchus. As of March of 2021, we have an updated recommendation for screening criteria for patients who are high risk, which includes patients from the age of 50 to 80 years old who smoked for at least 20 pack years and have quit within 15 years, or candidates for what we call a low-dose CT scan, which allow us to look and hopefully find any potential early lung cancer. Fortunately, lung cancer is one of the diseases that when diagnosed, tend to be advanced and a little late. So the hope with what we're doing with the lung screening is to identify the high-risk population so that we can discover the cancers early and therefore intervene to offer them a better chance of survival.
Since the first stage of the disease usually has no symptoms, how can it be diagnosed early then?
So one of the ways that we do this is a new screening CT scan that we have, which is a low-dose CT scan. In the past, regular CT scans tend to expose patients to a higher dose of radiation. So one of the concerns about doing frequent CT scans for patients is exposure to radiation. But with this low-dose CT scan, it exposes patients to a minimal amount of radiation, almost insignificant. And the benefit of doing these low-dose CT scans is you essentially reduce the death of lung cancer by 20% when done in this high-risk population that we had talked about.
RWJ Barnabas Health, together with Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, is the state's only National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center. What does that mean for lung cancer patients at Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus?
Through our partnership with Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, our lung cancer patients have access to the latest research and most advanced treatment options, including clinical trials, immunotherapy, and precision medicine. We also have the capabilities of, if when a patient is a candidate for surgery, we can offer minimally invasive robotic surgery for lung cancer treatment, along with other treatment modalities like advanced chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and radiation as well.
If someone is listening to this right now and wants to schedule screening or learn more, is there a number they can call or a website they can visit?
You can always contact your primary care physician directly, or they can call our hotline, which is 732-923-7966, or visit our website at rwjbarnabashealth.org/southernlung.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Nguyen. For more tips on ways to practice caution and wellness, visit takecarestaywell.com. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.